Hello. So, we've all been there. We looked in the mirror and we're not like the person staring back at us. And whilst this can be mental, it's often physical. Maybe we don't like that bit of podge around our waist or the shape of our curves. No matter what the problem, we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about body confidence here with me, Daryl, on this bite-sized episode, and McCullough Therapy. You've heard that saying, our bodies as our temples. We're told we should treat our body well and we'll feel mentally well. However, the opposite is true as well. Our bodies, minds and emotions all feed our well-being and health. I notice that many of us are harsh about our bodies. We worry about being constantly judged, which can allow us to slip into this place where we get low self-esteem and lack of confidence. Our Western media and culture doesn't make it any easier. Diet pills and things that we are supposed to do to look perfect. No matter what we have a messed up sense of body image. But we cannot allow ourselves to get stuck in that negative pattern of thoughts. It just brings us down and makes it harder to take care of ourselves. Thankfully, there are powerful and effective strategies that you can use to develop a more positive view of yourself. One that will last. Now, before we discuss how you can improve your body confidence, let's talk about why body confidence is so important in the first place. Feeling good about yourself physically is vital for mental health. Positive self-image plays a large role in combating things like anxiety, depression, stress, insomnia, and sometimes even the fear. Confidence creates stronger social connections. It allows you to increase your comfort zone and to develop as a person, taking risks that promote growth and experience. Body confidence is a great way to show yourself self-love. Without self-love, we are more prone to end up in negative thought patterns that inhibit future positive behaviours. We're often far harsher in what we think about ourselves than what we think of those we love. With self-love, it becomes easier to have an attitude of gratitude regarding your virtues and even your flaws. It helps you achieve your full potential by promoting courage, motivation to explore new situations and experiences. And having respect for yourself and your body allows you to develop a more caring and positive attitude towards everyone in your life. So here's 10 ways to improve your body confidence without changing how your body looks in any way. And these are easy ways you can start to improve that body confidence, and most changes you can even start right now. So I said it before, attitude of gratitude. Find your attitude of gratitude today. It could be as simple as writing down one thing a day that you're grateful for. Just continue to add something new and see how many things you have to be grateful for. Just like a muscle, it's a bit hard to flex at first, and especially if you're having a really bad day, but it's worth it to see what you have. This will help you develop a more positive attitude and focus on the good things about yourself and your body. It can even make your day more pleasant. Some find it easier to do this at the beginning or even the day. Any time will work. They need it most during the day. So like after a rough talk with the boss or you're just having a bit of a downer day, get that book out and write it down. Psychologists estimate that it takes at least 21 days to fully adopt a new habit. So try to make your gratitude list every day for at least 3 to 4 weeks. You should be able to reflect and see how you're thinking, and self-esteem has changed at that point. Start small, find your attitude of gratitude. Number two, we all need somebody to lean on. Support systems are so important to everyone. We often fail to realise how huge an impact and effect friends and family have on our confidence. And if you're constantly surrounded by negative people, it makes it hard to think positively. It can bring down your confidence instead of building it up. Think about the 10 people you spend the most time with. Do they make you feel better or worse about yourself? If they're hurting your self-confidence, it may be time to limit or eliminate your time with them. Alternatively, you can talk to them about their stinking thinking, if you think they'll be receptive to that kind of chat. Maybe they can be more supportive. In addition, find new people who foster the ideal traits you want to grow within yourself. If you build a stronger support system, it can help improve your confidence. And you may even be able to help someone else along the way by supporting them as well. Number three, I wish I was more like. Okay, let's stop that. Comparisons are damaging to our self-esteem and confidence, and we all do it at some point. It can be so easy to forget that we're all different from the people we want to be like. We all have our insecurities and our problems, and we all like to think that the grass is greener over somebody else's fence. Comparisons only cause us to bring ourselves down, causing negative beliefs to appear, which makes you feel worse. Stop comparing yourself to others and focus on the things that you do like. And if you want to learn a skill from somebody better at it than you, ask them. Maybe they can give you some pointers. Just realise though that you may have to find your own way to make it work. Their method may not fit in with your life or the way your brain processes things, which is okay. One thing you can do is to help kick the habit of idolising other people is to keep a note of the compliments that you receive. Someone out there is likely envious of something that you can do, and we must remember that to someone else, our grass may be greener. We're more critical of our own flaws than anyone else could ever be. It's time to think kinder about ourselves and see what that takes us. Number 4, change your mindset. Well, this may seem complicated. There are tools you can use to make it easier. One of them, for example, is self-hypnosis. It can be done from the comfort of your own home, and there is tools out there, or you can maybe go and see a hypnotherapist to teach you. And in case you're wondering exactly what hypnosis involves, you can check out my other podcasts on this matter. Just know it doesn't change you in ways that you don't want to change. It just helps you enter a more receptive state of calm where you can work with your unconscious mind to make a more permanent change. The suggestions are ethical, that you've already endorsed, and they're going to support your goals. Being able to change your mindset is a powerful way to improve body confidence, and hypnotherapy is one of the most effective methods for changing your mindset. Number 5, practice self-care. We talked about self-love a little bit earlier, and it's a great way to improve your body confidence. When you care and love yourself, you soon realize that you don't need others' opinions to validate yourself. You begin to feel proud of who you are. Self-care can happen in many ways. It may be taking time to do things that you enjoy, or maybe even facing your fears. For some, it's just a quiet evening at home, and for others, it's a loud adventure taking you out of your total comfort zone. Self-care is different for each person. It just needs to be what is right for you. Self-love helps you realize how you deserve to be treated by others. In addition to encouraging changes at a conscious level, practicing constant self-care sends your subconscious mind the message that you are worthwhile, you are valuable, and you're deserving of love. We send the opposite message when we treat ourselves poorly, as many of us do. So when we don't eat well or get enough sleep, we strengthen those negative thought patterns that tells us we don't deserve good things. Number 6, change the conversation. The way we talk to ourselves and others can affect our thoughts and behaviours. The same is true of how others talk to us. If you often find that the conversations are negative and are aimed at other appearances, try to change the conversation. Many people do not realise that they are hurting others' feelings when they make these comments. If they're doing it on purpose, you should really likely hang out with some new people. And this can be done respectfully in an empowering way that does not hurt your friends' feelings. For example, you should recognize the impact of such conversations have on you by saying something like, "I have a hard time seeing myself positively when we have these kind of conversations. It makes me wonder what other people say about me behind my back. Can we please change the subject?" Number 7, affirmative affirmations. Affirmations are positive phrases that you repeat to yourself. We use them to replace the mean words our inner critic yells at us intentionally. If you say them often enough, they become beliefs that will shape your actions. Just look in a mirror, say something nice about yourself, general or specific. You could say, "I love and appreciate myself. When I look in the mirror, I see how beautiful I am. I love my eyes, my hair, and my legs." Experiment with the timing as well. As with our attitude of gratitude, you may find it more beneficial in the morning or right before bed. Keep trying new times until you find something that just feels right for you. And you can also record them so you listen to them just before you go to sleep at night. Number 8, fake it till you make it. We all heard this expression, and there's some truth to it. If you act like X for long enough, you're going to start to be like X. But what does this look like? You may, for example, exert yourself and your needs. make eye contact with people. Walk with your head held high. Dress the way you want to be in the clothes you truly love, rather than dressing to hide your figure. It is likely you'll be surprised by the reaction of others to this kind of feigned confidence. But when you project confidence, people will begin to treat you as if you have it. And their perception will help you influence your own in the right direction. You will become confident by faking it. Number 9. Cut back on social media. We all know what time and emotional suck social media can be. Beyond being a misrepresentation of life in general, you get one or two extremes. Either the idea that everyone else's life is perfect, you know, like their crap doesn't actually stink, or that everything in the world is so ugly and horrible that it's the end. Both are over-exaggerations that are not only harmful but untrue. The internet is a great tool, but when we use it in the ways that harm us mentally, it may come down to managing your time on the internet or signing off for a bit, or just making sure that the time you spend online is looking at things that you care about that brings you joy. There is many great groups out there, you know, that are going to help you. They are honest, they're real, and they can be a relief in an online world of black and white. Online it often feels like everything is either amazing or awful. And this can be a big relief to like new mothers. You're also dealing with low self-esteem and worries about not being good enough. Number 10, see yourself in a different light. All around us, we are bombarded with images of what we should look like. We think we should look perpetually young, thin, shapely. That we should be able to perfect our look without too much work or effort, without trying too hard. It's exhausting. Apart from being unrealistic, it's unhealthy. It overlooks the value and the meaning to be found in the beauty of being imperfect. Natural marks are then just viewed as blemishes to eradicate or correct. It teaches us to hate what is naturally given to us, even when there might be beauty in it. A stretch mark is a sign of bringing life into the world. A scar on the chest of a cancer survivor is a mark of courage. The burn scar that somebody got maybe in school is a reminder of the lessons that we learned. Now, no one even notices, apart from the person that has it. All of these things aren't blemishes. They're signs of life. Signs that we have lived, and hopefully lived well. Every unique feature is a story related to your success, your growth, your perseverance, and your strength. Remember, this is the next time that you consider criticizing your looks. You can do it. Everyone can make these changes I've talked about. Just replacing even a few of your old thoughts and habits with some of the new ones that I've talked about can yield results. Try one or even all of them. I don't know you. I can't see you right now. But I truly believe that each and every one of us is beautiful our own way. That each of us can turn these feelings into feelings of worth. And if you do struggle, then seek help. Either hypnotherapy or some other form of intervention, psychotherapy potential. Because you deserve it to feel loved, to be worthwhile, to love yourself and your body. So, thank you for listening to this podcast. Feel free to listen to my other in this series. You may even contact me. All my contact details are below this. Or visit my website, www.mcculloughtherapy.co.uk. So thank you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.